start your day at the 208 Rabbi Moshe Warrants.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Thank you very much for coming out on this cold morning to come and hear me. Hopefully, with some divrei Torah, I can warm you up a bit. The coffee doesn't do the job. This is a man from Halil Bohedor, so it would go amiss if I wouldn't thank Menachem David for the shtadlus mamish to invite me here, to give me the zechus and the privilege to speak at the Torah way, mamish choshuva moisad. So mamish, I appreciate the zechus. Every Hanukkah drasha starts with the kasha of the Beis Yosef. And in fact, I saw once in Eretz Yisrael, there's a kuntras with over 500 turetzim on the Beis Yosef's kasha. And I'm sure in the Torah way you've heard quite a few already. So let's chaz over. What's the Beis Yosef's kasha? Why is Hanukkah? Why do we light the menorah for 8 nights? Hari the Nes was only really seven nights. The first night there was enough oil to light for that night. So why are we lighting for 8 nights? So I heard the new teretz this year. Nine teretz, I'll share with you. What's the teretz? Teretz is COVID-19. It doesn't make sense, but that's the teretz for everything else. Everyone else uses that teretz. Oh. The union of saying Al HaNisim, we mention Al HaNisim twice, in Shemayin Esra and in Brechas Samozim. What happens if one forgot to say Al HaNisim? What's the din there? So the Shulchan Aruch in Tof Reish Pei Gimel Paskins, like this, says the following. Kol Shemayin Asimei Chanukah, Oime Al HaNisim, Brechas Samozim, Brechas Al Horetz. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins is supposed to say it in Brechas Hamozin and Shemayin Esra, and if you didn't say it, if you forgot to say it, Fefalin, Ein Machzion. Paskins, depends whether now where you're holding, if you've finished the bracha or not with said Shem Hashem. Says the Ramo, Yesh Oimrim, Sheshochach Al HaNisim, Brechas Hamozin, Dafke Brechas Hamozin, not Shemayin Esra. Says the Ramo, not like the Mechaba, that if you forgot to say Al HaNisim, you've got an Eitzah. Wait till you get to the Harachamons, and you'll say a special Harachamon. And once you say this Harachamon, you can then continue with the whole Nesach. I'm not sure. The Bechor Shoyer in Shabbos asked the foreign kasha from the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas, Daf Samach Omad Aleph, says the following. Peir Karoya. It actually starts from a Mishnah. His wife's pregnant. And he says, Yehi rotzin sheteled ishti zocho. He's davening for a zocho. Says the Mishnah, Hareze tfilashov. Tfilosei hareze tfilashov. His tfilah is a tfilashov. That means, the chira, he's davening for a nes. He wants to daven for a zocho. That's a tfilah, that's considered a tfilashov. Freg the Gemara asks from Leah. What's Pshat Leah? Leah davened for Dina to change from a Zohar into an Akeva. The Gemara says she's got a Chet, she had a whole Cheshman because she didn't want Rachel to come out, that Rachel's going to be less than the Shivchot she can only have, if Leah will have another boy, then it will come out that Leah, that Rachel will only have one of the Shvatim. When Mela she davened for this Nes. What's Pshat Leah was able to daven for a Nes? Hare in the Mishnah state, Finas Shov. The Gemara says two Turetzim. First teretz is that it's Maisa Ovis, we don't know, Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. I think that means to say, like, Maisa Ovis is different, Maisa Ovis is Shani. The second teretz is, it was B'Sei Iboi Seima, Maisa Deleia B'Seicha Aboim Yoim. It wasn't an Ace, it was B'Seicha Aboim Yoim. Areis mevuin the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach that one is not able to daven for a nes. Areis etzfilas shov. Fekta b'choy shoyer. What's the shot then that there are more paskins that if one didn't say ala nisim, one is allowed to say the following: harachamon hu yaseh lonu nisim. One is allowed to daven for nisim. What's takip shot? So on this kasha, I want to suggest six turtzim. My turtz, I'll leave achrin achrin chobiv, I'll leave to the end. But I'll tell you now six mahalchim to answer this kasha. The B'choy Shoy himself has two mahalchim, so we'll start off with his mahalchim. There's a posuk shteit hazoi. Ki mei tseisecho me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu niflois. Ki mei tseisecho me'eretz Mitzrayim, like the days that you went out of Mitzrayim, arenu niflois. You'll see niflois. Says the B'choy Shoy, this is referring to Mimois HaMashiach. When we go out, when Mimois HaMashiach, there'll be nisim, like the nisim and niflois of tseisecho me'eretz Mitzrayim. L'choyer is talking, referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the B'choy Shoy, when you say Harachmon Hu Yaseh Lonu Nisim, that's referring to the Havtocha of that Pasuk, B'mois HaMashiach. Ki Mei Tseischo Meir Mitzrayim. B'meila, you're allowed to be Mevakish Anes, because you're referring to a Pasuk that says Ki Mei Tseischo Meir Mitzrayim. Mashen Ken, when you're Stam asking for a Nes, that your wife should be Muber, a Muber's wife should be should have a Zocho, Shtei Nishkan Posuk of them. Mela, it's also to ask for such an S. That's the B'choy Shoy's first teretz. The second teretz is Azoi. It depends what the Ness is. The emes, it depends. If the Ness is a Tevedik, if the Ness is a Goli Dika Ness, like the Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf, or to change a Zocha into a Nekeva, a Nekeva into a Zocha, such an S, one's not allowed to ask for, that's also. But a teva de kenes, that's something which is not, it's up here teva, it's quite, it's moving such a thing, one would be allowed to ask for. So far we said two turetzim. First teretz is coming out with saying that if there's already avtocha, we're referring to the Mimois HaMashiach, that type of nes you're allowed to refer to. But stam something you don't have avtocha, you can't refer to. Very good, I'm going to come to that. Second teretz, the B'choy Shoy is saying it depends whether the nes is a tevedika nes or the nes is a mamish a nes shebegoni. The third teretz is the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Yeshuas Yaakov says on the Shulchan Aruch that which was pshat, what's hakav pshat, what's the longness behind the fact that you can't dumb for a nes. Says Yeshuas Yaakov, you can't daven for a nes because it will be menaka from your zechuis. You're going to lose out from zechuis. I thought to shtel suta to this chashash that you're going to lose from your zechuis. It's very similar to the Gemara in Kedushin, that the Gemara says that you shouldn't rely on a nes. There was a story there that one of the Amoraim was visiting a town and no one wanted to give him anywhere to sleep, and because they wanted to cause him to go to a base of Edish, which had a certain monster, I don't know, a snake with many legs. And the nes happened, the Marshal Frecht, what taka, how ain't simchan al anes? You're not allowed to be simchan al anes. What's Bishat, what's the lomdas? Because when you're simchan al anes, you're menaka from your zechuyus. And also you see in the Pasha by Yaakov, you have katointi min achasodim. That was even chasodim, Rashi explains there, he was worried that it would be menachas from Zechuyos. So Kol Shekein, if a person's davening from a nes, he's going to be menachas from Zechuyos. Memela says the Yeshuas Yaakov, that's the reason why one can't daven for a nes. But here comes the exception. If, when you're davening for a nes, there's going to come out a Kiddush Hashem from the nes, that's not menachas from Zechuyos. Only when your nes is not a Kiddush Hashem, then Memela is menachas from Zechuyos. Dainu, if a person's davening that his wife is Muberis and it's going to turn into a Zocho or a Nekeva, that's not a Nes which is going to bring a Kiddush Hashem. No one's going to know what the Uber was. Umimela, it's also to daven for a Nes. Ma She'en Kein, when there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem from the Ness. By Vazoi, one's allowed to daven. That is Taka, this tefillah of Harachmon Yasalon Nisim, Niflois, Bimei Matsyo, that is referring to a Kiddush Hashem. It was a Merdik, all the Nisim that happened, Rabbim Yad Ma'atim, it was all a Kiddush Hashem. When you're Mela, you're allowed to daven for a Ness. The fourth teretz is from the Nimukei Oyechaim. Nimukei Oyechaim was the Baal Mechaber Minchas Alozer, the Munkatcha Rav. He says he's choylik on Yeshuas Yaakov. The tak of pshat that you can't daven for a nes is not pshat. It's not pshat that it's going to be menachem from Yeshuas. But while he's mazbir, he explains al pi Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, Amud Beis, brings down the following message. Tonu Rabbonon, says the Gemara halfway down the Amud, Tonu Rabbonon, Maisa Be'echad, Shemesa Ishtoi. There's a Maisa with someone whose wife died. Benicho Ben Lenuk. He left over a son who needed nursing. He didn't have schar menika to give. What happened? Manaseh loy neis. V'niftechu loy dodim k'shnei dodi isha. A neis happened to him, and he was able to feed the heinikas benoi.
He didn't ask for it.
Clearly he did.
Sure.
He asked for sure. Mustami davened. First, says the Gemara, the brings down two man domrim. Says the Gemara, just lost the place. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosef, boy, you re'e, kama godol odom zeh, shenase loy neis kozeh. Look at this person must be a greater tzaddik that such a neis has happened to him. Omer le Abaya said back to Rabbi Yosef, Adaraba. Don't forget, kama gerua odom zeh. Look how schlecht this person is. She shenitnu loy sidrei, shenishtanu loy sidrei bereshis. It was mishtana from sidrei bereshis.
That was just to save someone else's back. Wasn't for him.
Right. Say what?
Someone else's
back. Right. So, okay.
So Asher can die in that you can't ask for an ace to sell, say,
Right. I hear that. Yeah. Okay. Says the Nemukei Erechaim. Says the Munkatcha Rebbe. The Yisoid from here is not the fact that you can daven for Ness is not because it's Naki is Chuyis. It depends what type of Ness you're being with Bakish. If it's a Gashmistik Ness, then Hashem has to be Mishana the Seder Abreshus, and Hashem doesn't want to be Mishana the Seder Abreshus, not for Yochid, not for a Rabbin. Then a Gashmis de Kines, that a person will have a Zocho and a Keva, that's some a Dover Magushim. But says the Nimukhi Orechaim, if we were talking about a Ruchnias de Kines, one can daven for. A ruchnias de kenes is not something that's menachem from his zechuyos. Dainu, person doesn't have an esrog, and a person wants to daven. Person wants to daven for an esrog. Person can daven for it. It's a ruchnias de kenes. The Gemara in Shabbos Nun Gimel is talking about a gashnias de kenes. The only kasha with this teretz is that the Mishnah says, often not that this halacha there are more that one can say this harachamon. Is not only by Chanukah, but chayin b'Purim, and the chayin b'Purim, the Bach is Masbir, that Purim was not only, but Purim, the reason why we make a Suda on Purim and Chanukah is Halav Ohido is because the Hatzolah of Purim was a Gashmiastic thing. They wanted to kill the Eden. So it's Gashmias. If it's Gashmias, how can you say this Nusach? It's not quite answered. How can you say this Nusach of Rachman who Yasilon Nisim? The fifth teretz. Let's go on to the fifth teretz. So according to three of the teretzim already, we see already on Chanukah. Chanukah is a zaman that I can daven for a nes, either because of the bechoy shoy. The bechoy shoy I can daven for a teva de kenes, or the Yeshuas Yaakov. If it's a nes, which is not menachet v'mazchuyos, or it's a nes which is a ruchnias dekenes. If it's a ruchnias dekenes, I come down for. Says the Moshe Sternbach in Moedim Azmanim, your tales. It depends what you're saying in your nusach. If you're specifying in your nusach what type of nes you're asking for, that you don't have a recht. If you want to ask Hashem that you want to turn the uber from a zocher to nakeva, nakeva to zocher, that you can't do. But if you want to say Claudius, which is Claudius dig, that you're allowed to do. That's the fifth teretz. So achrin chob is my own teretz I thought of, is like this. Normally during the year, Hashem is noeg with us, but derech hateva. We don't see, like Reb Dessler says, everything really betzim is nisim. Everything we see is nisim. So what's the difference between nes v'teva? That which happens regularly is a nes v'teva, and that we see all the time. Things which happen, if you put a battery in the ground and you see it grow, you see that the ground grows a tree of batteries now, that's not a nes one sees, a kriyas yam suf, people don't see that, those type of nisim. Oy bazoi, during the year, Hashem Sanhoga with us is not b'derech nes, it's b'derech teva. But on Chanukah Shani, Hashem Sanhoga with Yidden is b'derech nes. And we see this from the fact that Chanukah is Shmoina Yomim. They say that the Bali Musa say, the Mephoshim say that Zion is b'derech teva, Shabbos derech teva. The number eight. Is lemala mederech teva. Chanukah is lemala mederech teva. Ibazoi kemazogan that the Gemara in Brachas, which says that a person can't daven for the ishtemu beres, that's referring to during the year where Hashem Sanhoga with us is mederech teva. But the Ramah, which is referring to Chanukah, that person's asking for nisim, that's not that's Sanhoga of Chanukah. The Sanhoga of Chanukah is coming out that we can daven for nes. Sikum Tois, according to most of the Pshatim, I think Roiv Pshatim, a person can use Chanukah to daven for Nisim. It's a meridic site to use for Tefillah, to daven for Nisim, either Gashmias, either Ruchnias Tikkun Nisim, or Nisim that's going to bring a Kiddush Hashem, or a person can use the time for Chanukah to daven for Nes. I heard a Sofer, someone told me when I told him I'm speaking about this Inyan, he wanted to tell me something from Ramatsyo. Now, what's Taka Pshat Taka? A person who forgot to say what he should say, he forgot to say Al Nisim, and he's got Tashlumu now. What's Pshat Taka? He gets this Meridigas Chus. And the regular person who said Al Nisim, Yeremed Al Nisim, he doesn't have this Chus down for Nisim. Or but the person who forgot, the Shlemazel, he Taka can say it. What? Chaita Niska? What's Taka Pshat? So Matsyo said the following. It's a Kol Shekein. If already a person who forgot to say it, he has his chus to daven for nisim. Kol shekein, a regular person who's saying the hoidah of al nisim can daven can mevakish for nisim. I thought of taka maybe more of a chizuk that person comes with a gefil that he missed out. He's a shlemazel. Oyve, I've forgotten al nisim. Now I have to say tashlum and al rachmon. Hashem tells him, no, you're a person, you're able to ask for nisim. Don't feel bad about yourself. Even a shlechter mensch, you can love for nisim, you've got a koyach, I'll listen to your nisim.
Maybe Shanessa, he remembered.
What?
In time.
What? He remembered?
He remembered before the end of...
Yeah, at least that, yeah. 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 There's a vort that I like to say over every year, so... it's a very, 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 it's a massive limud. I think it'll have a big tailor. So the Ramah brings down as a recorded minhag to eat milchigs during Chanukah. The Ramah says like this, he brings from the call boy. Oh, the Ramah in Tov Reish Ayin brings down like this: Yesh Eimrim, Sheyesh Le'echol Gevino B'Chanukah. There's a minhag to eat Gevino B'Chanukah. Lefi Shaneis Nase B'Cholov Sheechilo Yehudis Esoyev. So So what's the story, Yehudis? Yehudis, there was a din back then in those times that a kala on the Yemei, in the day of her wedding, she would have to go to the Hegmoin and be nivah with the Hegmoin. So Yehudis came to the Hegmoin on the day of her wedding, the daughter of the Kohen Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She came with a bag of salty cheese and a flask of wine. So she offered the Hegmoin. She offered the Hegmoin some cheese. The Hegmoin ate the cheese, became thirsty. She then proceeded to give him some wine, and the rest is history. Off with his head, the rest is history. So I always add the Shrekite. Mela, this, says the Ramah, this minhag now to eat Gavina during Hanukkah comes from this Maisa. I always add the following Shrekite. The Chayrin Lomdus, the cheese, is a Heksha de Heksha. What the chayr was the makan patish to make him drowsy that she could cut off his head? That was the wine. So why are we making a zeicher from the cheese and not the chayr a zeicher from the wine? Always had this shvaka. Yeah, anyone?
What?
To
say tov dabar mei reishiso.
The chayr that Ikka Makan Patish was the fact that the wine finished him off, not the cheese. The cheese is a heksha, the heksha. Yeah, so I saw the following shtark of old. A big limud that one can learn out of this. Every general knows at war not to drink wine. It's the first rule that they teach you in the army. They're not going to drink wine. Had Yehudis come to the Hegmoin with wine, no chance. She would never have fallen in to drink the wine. But cheese, salty cheese. What's wrong with cheese? Everyone can have cheese. Nothing wrong with cheese. The mistake of the Hegmoin was in thinking, I can have salty cheese and I won't get thirsty. It's okay. I'll be alright. I'll have cheese and I won't get thirsty. The limit for us, the limit that I think it's trying to teach us, is that the old things, the things that we know we won't do, we won't go there, we won't do that thing. But the thing that's goyrim, the cheese, the metaphoric cheese, that we don't see that coming. So we learn from this maisa that it's not the wine one has to be scared of, it's the salty cheese as well. Shkoyach for listening, shkoyach for coming.
Hey.